That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Didn't hear the whole show? Don't feel bad.
Neither did we.
Catch up with podcasts
available on the Todd and Tyler app,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, tell me what the end game of this scam is. I'm walking my dog yesterday, and my phone, I get a text, and it says, just a phone number, by the way. It's not anybody's name. Hello, are you at work today? And I said, who's this?
Oh, you replied.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
Well,
I don't care.
You're
it's
playing,
my phone number. I don't care.
You're entering the game then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, replying is entering the game.
Yeah, I wanted to find out what's going on here. Are you Elena, right? Now, people do text wrong numbers, so I'll give her a break for a second here.
I just ignore wrong numbers anymore.
Yeah.
I get a lot of wrong numbers.
And I got nothing
numbers.
To talk about, but I don't do this. This is the reason I'm doing this. This is the reason I did this, so we could talk about it on the radio.
Okay.
So shut up. All right, please, shut up. Jesus Christ. This is the reason I did this, so we could have something to talk about.
Right, I'm just trying to help you.
I didn't give her my damn social security number or my account.
He's trying to protect your bank account. Leave him alone.
She has my phone number already. That's all she's got. Are you Elena, right? No, she goes, I'm Julie. I said, nope, sorry. And that took a while back. Then she said, I'm sorry. Maybe I added the wrong phone number. Hope you don't mind. So I just text back, man, no biggie. Have a great day. People are dicks if you call the wrong number. They'll call you sometimes back in the day.
Yeah.
What'd you call me for? You know, I'm not going to be that guy here. Then I'm thinking, that's it. Oh, no, that's not it.
No.
Thanks. Anyway, nice to meet you. I'm Julie, living in Los Angeles, and you? And I'm thinking, well, she has the 402 area code for my phone, but I don't want to say that, so I just say, Mike, Pennsylvania. And she goes, I heard Pennsylvania's a beautiful place. Is that true? And then I broke up with her. I didn't answer her back. We broke up right there. We broke up. I want to know what the end game is.
The end game is...
Maybe finding a lonely guy to give money. I get that.
It's called pig slaughtering.
Oh. I saw a couple stories about that recently.
Right. They engage. It really is a long game.
It's some guy in Pakistan sitting there.
Sure.
That's what it is.
But,
they
will continue the conversation with you for possibly weeks.
I love you.
There might be pictures involved. They will flirt with you, blah, blah, blah. But eventually, after a couple, 3 weeks or something, hey, I'm in trouble. I'm going to need $1,000.
Yeah, there was a major story on CBS Sunday Morning, and it ran a bunch of different CBS affiliates about a woman who... a mother who was, I guess she was a widower. She was generally in her 50s, but she got involved with some guy that way, just contacting him all the time like that. And the daughter didn't know about it, and she was sending her money. And then she ended up dead, too, for some reason. I think she might have got lost looking for him. I don't know what happened.
It really seems like an inefficient way to scam people.
It works.
Yeah, but apparently.
In that story, they talked about these phone banks of these guys overseas, that's what they do 24/7. Get the emotions of a poor dude or a poor woman, in the United States, and they start answering these questions.
Yeah, right? I think it's probably more efficient if you've always got, 4,000 people on the hook and you're just constantly working back and forth.
She did say, what are the last four digits of my Social Security? I gave her those.
Mother's maiden name, things like that.
Mother's maiden name, what my dog's name
was. Security code, your credit card. Yeah, give her that stuff.
But yeah, but I wanted to say, show me your cans. I should have answered that. Show me your cans, just so I got maybe.
Well, I think
cans.
If you continue talking with her, they would show you somebody's cans.
I should do that.
Yeah, like some stock image.
All they got is my phone number. That's all it. You know, they get nothing else. You know,
you would probably be wise to block that number now.
Yeah, whatever. She stopped when I broke up with her when she said I heard Pennsylvania's beautiful. Was that true? I didn't answer her back because I didn't have, you know. Sorry.
Say, yes, just like your eyes.
I should start just turning it around. Ooh. Man, you're hot. What are you doing? You got any money to give me? Yeah. I need some money. You want me to keep talking to you? Right.
Yeah.
So, but I usually don't answer that kind of stuff, but didn't matter. And legitimately, I did think it was the wrong number because we've done that. I've done that. People have texted the wrong number all the time, you know.
I always hated the people that got mad about that when you'd be like,
I know. And they used to.
Why'd you call me? Like, oh, I made a mistake. They're like, but why? Like, I guess I do that sometimes.
I've had that.
Sorry.
Especially when, you know, the smartphones were brand new. You get that a lot of that. What'd you call me for? And then you get what'd you call?
I've never understood the people that, like, you realize you're calling and nobody answers.
Right.
So then they call right back. Like, did you just call?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I did. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? Because I realized I made a mistake. Well, why do you make mistakes?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's a long story.
It's you have time.
Right. There's a lot involved in that answer.
I feel bad for the people get sucked in that. It's usually older, lonely. Actually, not just only lonely. Just lonely people actually get sucked in that.
Hey, you've had a friend.
Lonely guys, lonely ladies.
Fell for a financial scam by becoming friends with someone who messaged him randomly.
Right.
He's a people person. He got into the conversation, and then he fell for this person's investment opportunity.
Oh, did Dave do it? Did he get sucked into this?
Yeah, he had a friend.
Friend.
Oh, okay, got it. Investment opportunity. Holy hell. I think Julie wants to just hang out on the beach in L.A. with me. I think she's cool. You know?
Yeah, you should go. You'd go.
I think it'll work. I got her phone number, by the way.
I've heard L.A. is beautiful.
Yeah. It's just what she said. Well, yeah, I didn't say that back to her. Yeah.
And she's totally a chick, and she's totally
Julie. Of course she is. I got a Pakistani guy all hot.
And her buddy Spin Ripper says, leave Julie alone. She's mine. We're going to get married as soon as her aunt gets out of the hospital.
I'm apparently Elena in this situation, too.
Oh, okay.
She thought I was Elena. I want to break up with Julie and say, hey, put Elena on the phone.
Hey, whatever. You know, role playing is fine. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, hey, Julie, I'm not feeling connection. Right. There's Elena around.
You got any pictures of Elena? Obviously, she's in my area code.
I got to keep it going. Obviously, I'm going to text her now. I'm going to text her back.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Hang on. Oh, that's my freeze frame. That's my. Okay, I'm going to text her back so we could probably continue this conversation this morning. Okay, here, I'll say. What should I say?
Well, say sorry to get back to you. My wealthy aunt just died.
No.
Yeah, really chum the water. Yeah. Just see if she's ready to bite.
I've been meeting with lawyers.
Yeah.
Ask her if she's married.
That's the first.
Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend?
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. Are you married?
What is your relationship status?
I'm doing that. Are you married, by the way? That's all I'm going to say. And this is my last text exchange with her was yesterday at 3:10 in the afternoon. And so I got back to her today after she said, I heard Pennsylvania's a beautiful place. Is that true? I didn't want to say I was in Nebraska, although she's my area code. I said, are you married? Okay. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. That probably a bell goes off in some sweatshop in Pakistan.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking out. Yeah, he got back. Yeah. Let's go.
It's a marriage question.
Fire alarm.
Yeah, we're in.
It's like Ghostbusters.
We're in.
It's like there's Ghostbusters when they get that first call. We got one.
You're right. There's guys coming down a fire pole, you know. We got one.
Don't break your heart.
You're married already. Yeah, this guy's bad. He's lonely some bitch, man. Let's find this guy.
Your heart. It might not be the same person that responds to you.
I know. You're right. Different shifts.
Yeah, shift change.
Yep.
Different shift change. Right. Damn it.
Yeah, but they all got the same script, so you'll get the same conversation. Yeah,
they all know maybe. Julie, the character, quite well.
Sure.
Yeah, but who's Elena, though?
I'm sure
I'm supposed to be Elena.
Elena was just to get you to say, no, that's not me.
I know.
Right.
Exactly. That's the bait.
Elena? Yeah.
And you took it.
Like to talk to somebody else who has gone all in on this, trying to prank these people.
I guarantee somebody out there, either or like you said, when Dave told us about a buddy of his, unfortunately, we probably have a lot of people that their parents or somebody got sucked into this, or some just lonely person they know.
No, but there's also people who love to jack with these
people.
I
want to hear both stories, yeah. Right? Yeah. If you got either one of those stories, is fine with us, right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig Peters, podcast within a podcast later on today. Movie critic Ben Mankiewicz, he's going to be in town in Omaha, I should say, for a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark, right?
Or yes. The Last Ark.
Yes.
The Last Ark.
next weekend.
That should have been the final chapter, Raiders of the Last Ark. All right. When's that coming in?
It's next Friday night.
And comedian Leah Rudnick.
Yes.
I pronounce that right?
Okay. You are.
She's going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend. And Nick's going to be at the Funny Bone, too. And Nick, you got some Wichita listeners coming up for the show.
Nice.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that Megan, I know. I met her at a Chiefs tailgate once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, she's been to shows down there. Yeah, that'll be good to hear. I'll be at the Funny Bone tonight, too, hosting or closing out the Clash of the Comics. Then tomorrow night, Gary and I are doing that Blazing Mike show with Cameron Loggs and Zach Peterson and Rachel Warren. Then Saturday night, we'll be in Lincoln at Backswing Brewing.
I was my name. Hey, guys. I'm a faithful listener in Wichita area since you guys came on the air at T95, which was, 06? Yeah. One of the things I've wanted to do for a long time is see a comedy show at the Funny Bone. I'm a happy coincidence. My husband will be in Omaha tomorrow evening. She wrote this yesterday. So I bought tickets for the Blazing Mike show. I cannot wait. Thanks for making me work. Bearable for the last 15 years. Keep up the fantastic work. P.S. Don't currently play the Deadpool, but I wanted to get in next year. As a redheaded woman, I'm kicking around the name Kansas Firecrotch. Thoughts? Yes, we like that.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's good.
Kansas Firecrotch. That's why she said, don't say my name.
Yeah. Sorry, I said your name.
She wants to be. Did I say her name, did I?
I think I did.
Oh, you did? Kansas Firecrotch is coming to see you and Gary on Friday night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night. After that show's going to be a lot of fun.
The second show, right. And that Leah Rudnick is going to be in the first show, and then she's there on Saturday for a couple of shows. And where are you Saturday, Nick?
Lincoln, Backswing Brewing.
All right, cool. All right.
Was it Ben Mankiewicz? Because I was trying to find this interview.
Yeah.
That did Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks?
I believe so, yeah.
And did he interview one of them through the window? Was it during COVID?
There was a special, yeah.
Or somebody, I don't know if it was Mankiewicz, but somebody was talking. It was Mel Brooks or the Norman Lear. It was some old guy. It was COVID, and they were talking through, you know, the screen window.
Yeah.
He interviewed the guy by themselves because those guys didn't COVID together. Yeah. And I'm thinking it might have been Reiner.
See, I'm confusing. There was an interview I think he did with Carl Reiner and
together after COVID, right?
Oh, yeah. But it was Carl Reiner and Brooks, and Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks or Mel Brooks?
No, it was Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks. Albert Brooks is Rob Reiner's buddy.
Super Dave.
It was Rob and Albert Brooks. I'm thinking of.
Okay.
When they went back to their high school.
Well, that's a documentary. You have to watch the documentary. Well, they interview each other, by the way, in that documentary.
This wasn't the documentary. It was CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, okay. There might be a special about the documentary.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You're right, Puss. It was a good documentary. That's great. Have you ever seen a documentary yet? The
Albert Brooks one?
Albert Brooks one is amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing documentary.
There's too many Brooks and Reiners.
Yeah,
I get them all confused.
But they kind of split up the movie people. You know, Mankiewicz does some of them, and then who's the blonde chick?
Oh, yeah, I forget her. She just interviewed
Jenny McCarthy?
No.
Julie
no,
from L.A. No.
Smith.
She's Julie from L.A.
I think
yes. Julie from L.A.
Tracy Smith?
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
Julie from L.A., let me see. I only asked her, we'll find out if Julie gets back to me. So apparently the shift has, maybe it's just a shift. No email, no text, right? And wouldn't it be funny, which we know it's not a random friendly person, but it'd be funny if it was, and they're going, what's this dude text me back?
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock in the morning in L.A., you jackass.
I know.
She's sleeping.
Craig Peters, Ben Mankiewicz, and comedian Leah Rudnick later on this morning. Come on back.